Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Planning for your retirement can entail many complications, which is why our next guest is going to share with us 8 mistakes that could derail that retirement, hoping that you might avoid these errors. Anthony Colinchecco is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Anthony, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
So let's dive right into these 8 mistakes that you have for us. What is number one?
Number one is actually the biggest mistake we have, and it's having no strategy or no plan at all. Without a strategy, you basically have no goals, or leaving you no way of knowing how you're actually going to get there, or even if you arrived in retirement.
And is this how most people arrive at your desk, is because they did not have any kind of a plan?
That is correct. A lot of clients do come to us right at retirement without a plan, which makes it actually a little harder for us to strategize and try to get them through retirement.
All right. Well, let's take these now from here. Let's go 2 at a time. What do you have for us for mistakes number 2 and 3 that people need to avoid?
Sure. And number 2 is actually frequent trading. And number 3 is not maximize tax deferral savings.
And so by frequent trading, do you mean chasing the latest hot investments or just trying to time the market all the time?
That is correct. So we have a lot of information at our fingertips, if it's social media or the news. So trying to chase those hot investments, but also with the markets up and down, trying to get in and out of the market.
And I guess not maximizing tax-deferred savings, you're referring to 401k plans mostly.
That is correct. A lot of companies nowadays actually do a company match. So passing up on that free money could hurt your retirement.
I don't think anybody would disagree with you on that one. All right, how about the next 2, 4 and 5?
Prioritizing college funding over retirement and overlooking healthcare costs.
That's probably a common quandary people have is, they've got to fund some college, they need to fund their retirement, and how do they choose which one to do first?
That is correct. And kids' college education is very important, but sometimes you might not want to sacrifice your retirement for it. People also got to remember there's loans out there, there's grants for college, but you can't have a loan or a grant for when you retire.
I think that there are ways that you can, if you needed to, pull money out of your retirement fund or take a loan on your 401k, right, for college.
That is correct. But it's always that balancing act of do I do that and jeopardize my retirement for college education?
All right. Now, how about health care costs? Most people in retirement are going to be on Medicare. So do they need to worry about health care costs?
Yes, because there's something called long-term care. That is probably one of the most expensive things during retirement is folks getting older and having to have some type of long-term care.
All right, Anthony, how about numbers 6 and 7 of your list of common mistakes people make in retirement planning?
Sure. Number 6 is not adjusting your investment approach well before retirement. The last thing you want to do is start taking withdrawals from retirement to live off of and then having a sharp fall in the market. That is one thing that we tend to see when clients come to us is they have all their assets in the market and need to start taking withdrawals, and then all of a sudden there's a sharp fall or there's a recession.
So well before retirement, you should change the mix in your portfolio, get a little bit more conservative, you're saying?
That's correct. And what we technically look at that at probably about 5 years before you reach retirement is coming up with number one is having that strategy and being able to get a little more conservative well before you actually enter retirement.
Okay, and number 7?
And number 7 is retiring with too much debt. That's bad when you're actually receiving a paycheck and trying to pay it off. Just imagine not having that paycheck and trying to pay debt off in retirement.
And then finally, number 8.
Number 8 is one of my favorites. It's not always about the money. Retirement's about happiness. It's about health, having a healthy diet, exercising, staying social, and staying active.
I like that. It's not all about the money. Anthony, thank you so much for spending time with us. Great information.
Thank you, Mike.
Anthony Colinchecco is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.